what, don't y'all see a different portrait of Barack now? Don't you see difference in him now? A man that was able to ride with a woman and to say, okay, I don't care who get the glory. Let's just get rid of this this devil. Men, women, come together in unity. Don't care who's getting the glory. Get rid of the devil. Enforce him.
Yes, glory to God.
Get him out of schools. Get him out. Get him out of everything. Don't care if it's women or men, you know. Unite together. These two work together good, a man and a woman. United together and work good together. That's reckon getting back to the body. Because in the body there's men and women.
That's right.
And in our lives.
And the same body, huh? The body. We're talking about the spiritual body of Jesus Christ. Right. See, sometimes we're looking at the natural body so much. Oh, she's a woman. He's a man. Oh, there's another woman now. You know.
Let them all be stirred up.
Huh? Let them all be stirred up. Sister Deborah, let's stir it all up.
Wasn't it a woman that nailed a tent peg through a guy's head?
This is who we finna talk about now, J.L. We finna enter the fifth verse, the fifth chapter. And this is a song. When you hear this song that they sung after they got the victory, you know what happened in the fourth chapter when they were fighting? He said the war was fighting from heaven. Say God was fighting.
Supernatural.
You know what? God let it rain so heavy that day. So those chariots just couldn't move. Them iron chariots couldn't move. Barak said it got stuck.
Amen.
They couldn't do nothing. Said we were fighting a war from heaven. Heaven helped us that day. You know, and they began to sing a song. And the reason they did this song in the fifth chapter, they was doing it so the people after them could continue to sing this song.
Amen.
Know what God had done for them. And you know, when all the people were killed, Sisera jumped out of his chariot because it wouldn't go nowhere, so he had to jump out of it. He jumped out of it and he ran to a place he thought was safety. He ran to Jael's house. Jael was a strong woman. In those days, the women put up the tents. They put up the tents. So she knew how to handle a nail and a hammer. She was familiar. JL was my stay-at-home mom. Don't mess with them stay-at-home moms. They can be very dangerous. They have the baby on the hip and turn.
Yeah, they're bears.
Absolutely. But she was he ran there because, see, in JL, she was married to the Kenite. Heber the Kenite, and they had peace with Sisera and Jabin the king. They had a lot of peace. So he was running there. He was running and he had gotten into Jael's house, and he said, give me some water. Jael was treating him like a mama. She said, she fixed him a glass of milk. He asked for water, but she gave him milk because he was weary and tired. What milk do to you when a child and hollers all night and stuff? You give them that glass of milk, they going to sleep. He laid down and went to sleep. She said, give me my hammer and my peg.
I had a hammer.
And she went over and she nailed that. She nailed his head.
Mm-hmm.
She nailed the head. But let me tell y'all what most rabbis say about JL. I don't know how true it is. But this is what they say. Said Jael was married to a Kenite. She was actually an Israelite. Jael was an Israelite, but she married a Kenite. And her heart was still there with Israel. Kind of like Esther in the Bible. She married out of her race. She didn't marry an Israelite. And it, even Moses, you know, he was thrown out and put into a kingdom. She was placed there for such a time as that.
It sounds like an Israeli name.
Yeah. So that is what the rabbis, some of them say, that she was an Israelite married to a Canaanite, and her heart was still with the Israelites. She had a heart for them. And when he ran up there and told her, ordering her around, telling her what to do, she said, "Be at peace, my Lord. Just drink this milk and lay down." And he did. And she got out and she hammered him. She nailed him to the ground. And when, now I'm going to tell you, Barak was running. He was running after him, man. He was trying to get him. And when he ran up there, she said, "The man you're looking for is already in there. He's dead." You know, and then that brought Deborah prophecy forth. A woman killed him. Now, you know, in those days, and even when they sang this song here, they said, and even Barak said, "Yeah, she did. She gave him, he asked for water, she gave him milk. She knew just what to do." And then she killed him. And they sang this song in the fifth chapter of Judges. Barak and Deborah sung this song together. They wrote this song together. They even tell about Jael. They said Jael is blessed among women in the tent. Just like Mary had. They said Mary is blessed. Blessed among women. Said Mary was blessed, and they said Jael is going to be blessed among women for doing what she did. You know, she didn't have to do that. They had peace. Jael and her husband had peace with Sisera. She didn't have to leave her comfort zone and do something like that. But her heart was still with Israel. I believe she was placed in that position for such a time as that. Some of you are placed in position for such a time to do great things for God. Amen. Some people say, "I don't want to do great things for God." Well, he said you would do great things for me. I'm like, "Lord, help me. Help me to arise." We all need to rise up. We need great leaders. We need to pray that God would get leaders to raise. That should be our prayer. Lord, raise up leaders that will lead. And in this song, Deborah said, when leaders lead, people will follow. Amen. They follow willingly. 10,000 people, 10,000 men follow willingly. They were at Barak's feet. Not at Deborah, because Deborah was a woman. But Barak wasn't seeing that. Barak saw that Deborah, the God was on Deborah, and Deborah had it going on. And he said, "I'm not going without you, baby. If I go to war, I'm hearing God. I know he's telling me what to do. But if you don't go, I ain't going." That's what Moses said to God. Moses said, with these million of people, you know, God had just got very upset and angry with the people. He said, "Moses, you go on up and I'm going to send a couple of angels with you." Moses ain't taking no angels up with this crew. If you don't go, I won't go. If you go, I'll go. I'm not going to take these millions up without you. But we see here how Deborah. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that fear is Satan's power. And as long as they feared him.
And they did.
Faith is our power. So, you know, God can't move until that faith is there. And when that faith moves the power of fear away from that person, their power is diminished, and then the fullness of the curse can come upon them. So, you know, when I pray, I say, "Lord, let the fullness of the curse come upon, you know, the human traffickers. Let the fullness of the curse come upon them." Because that's what happened to this guy. You know what I'm saying? The faith removed his power from him. And that opened the gate for the fullness of the curse to fall on him.
That's true. Leaders got up and said, "Hey, we're not going to take this anymore."
Exactly.
We're going to do something about that. And some people followed in behind them. Let's do the 28th verse of the 5th chapter. Okay, now we talked about the good mom, Jael, and...
Can I say a comment about 4 before we go to 5 again?
Say what now?
A comment about chapter 4. Okay. You know, God revealed to
Deborah?
Barak.
Uh-huh, Barak.
That a woman was going to take care of Caesarea.
Uh-huh.
So when Caesarea lighted down off his chariots and fled away in his feet, notice what Barak did. But Barak didn't go down and pursue him, but Barak pursued after the chariots and after the host.
Uh-huh.
So he took his assignment because he knew Caesarea was going to be taken care of. Because God had told him that a woman was going to take care of him. So he did what God wanted him to do, was to pursue and take care of all those chariots. And then it says they killed all of them. Every man was dead.
Uh-huh. Every man was dead.
Because he was doing what he was supposed to do.
And then he pursued Sisera to make sure
he was dead.
He was taken care of. He pursued it.
When he saw him light off that chariot, he didn't go after him. Because he knew a woman was going to take care of him.
Woo-hoo.
And then he went and he did what he had to do. He took care of all the men were killed because took care of all the chariots.
All of the men's were.
So that's important to realize. Sometimes we don't do things alone, do we?
That's true.
He was responsible for the men.
But if they had armor on, they slunk in the mud just like the chariots did.
Okay. I've got to get down here in the 28th verse because I'm way out of time. I'm on. Okay, let's look at you know, we looked at the good mamas, but the 28th verse, we're going to see a bad mama.
Okay.
The mother of Sisera. Oh, look at her. She looked out her window and she cried, "Why is the chariot so long in coming? Why tarry the wheels of his chariot?" And her wise ladies answer her. Her wise lady answered her, and I believe those were some of the young Israel girls that they had taken in slavery. They answered her. But before they could, you know, she returned an answer to herself. She returned her own answer to herself. They tried to tell her what it was happening, but she refused. She wanted, she said, have not divided the prey. She was more concerned about the materialistic part that they usually get from every battle. They usually got a lot of things. The 29th, let's go up to 29th verse. Her wise lady, the 30th verse, have they not sped? Have they not divided the prey to every man a dazzle or two? Think about every time they had war that they were taking the young ladies from the children areas. Don't you know some mom was crying? She was left without a daughter, you know, and they were taken and they said they usually get one or two. Every man. Can you just imagine how many? And to Sisera, prey of divers colors. And a prey of diver colors of needlework. Oh, he would just get all kinds of material things. And that's what she was thinking about. I'm here waiting on the spoil. What's taking him so long? The wise woman was trying to tell her, he's dead, baby.
It's over.
And she began to just, in her own mind, answer herself and just say, well, maybe he's got so much he's got to divide, you know? Because usually he brings back fine things. I mean, a materialistic one, more concerned about the material things. Now, this is not a good mom. Sisera mom was pretty much like him. I mean, she was just going on about the material thing of it. Said maybe he's splitting the spoil up. Maybe he had so much. It's taking him a long time. Them wise women, no, babe, it ain't happening this way this time.
It's happening. And being the root of all evil, I mean, she probably had that in her life and raised him up in that. And
yeah, she was waiting on her spoil, baby. She was waiting on some more young women and all this needlework stuff and all this jewelry and stuff. You know, that's what she was waiting on. And she knew her son was doing wrong to get that. But yet she delighted in that. She know he was doing wrong things to other people. You could just say stealing it, taking it, you know. But she said, where is it? I'm looking out the window. She's looking out the window, waiting for it to come. And her son, she's crying. We're taking him so long. I want to see what he's got.
And she didn't you know? Hard for other mothers to think they're ripping children away from mothers and tearing their hearts apart. That never even crossed her mind.
Never crossed her mind.
You used to live in so wicked, and that's what happens today. That's
there you go.
We come in here in prayer. Uh-huh. We come together. We pray for the pro-lifers, the sex trafficking. We that's pray right. against exactly all right. that. We plead the blood of Jesus. Send forth them angels, God. Send them now, her.
Amen. That's somebody's daughter.
Yes.
That's somebody's daughter. She didn't look at it that way. That's somebody's daughter there.
She had
that sister.
No compassion.
No compassion. Want to know where the needleworks was, where the jury was, whether.
No mercy.
I mean, the thing that she was going to enjoy.
And since they didn't have mercy, no mercy was shown.
That's right. It came full flesh. Full birth on them.
But God took care of that. That day. And let's see how long they endured. The 31st verse. So let all thy enemies perish, O Lord. But let them love him be as the sun when he goeth forth in his might. And the land rested for 40 years. They enjoyed all their enemies. All their enemies. No enemy was against them for 40 years. They enjoyed that freedom. Not being oppressed or depressed, not worrying about, they could walk where they wanted to walk, didn't have to worry about Sisera and Jabin and all of them. They had peace.
And they chose again to make the Lord mad. But they did evil.
In the sixth verse, just the next verse, it says, but the Israelite did evil in the sight of after those 40 years. They did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord gave them into the hand of the Midian for 7 years. And we know who he raised up then, Gideon. Gideon's faith was weak too. He got into, you know, when we read what got into the hall of faith, it looked like Gideon shouldn't have been there. Samson definitely, when we just look at him. And Gideon, no. But they said they had weak faith. But they turned it into strong faith. So you coming in here to get strong faith.
Amen.
Turn that weak faith into strong faith.
Amen.
Know that God can do it. But we see here Gideon, what happened to Gideon? He turned his faith into strong faith. Samson, they said Samson killed more at his death than he did in his whole life. He killed more at his death. What? Oh, that's good. One time.
Yes, amen.
At once, he told the man, he told the boy, find me that pillow. Find me that right pillow. Lead me. I'm blind, but you lead me to that right pillow. He had changed. Instead of playing with the Philistine, he did his job. He got rid of them.
Yeah.
Killed more at his death.
Like Christ was the cornerstone for life. He got that cornerstone, and it was death to the enemy, because that's what that pillar does.
Once you take out the cornerstone, everything falls.
Well,
that's good. That's good.
That
pillar that holds
everything up.
Mm-hmm. But he was asking God, Samson was asking God, do it one more time. Just one more time. I can't go out here like this.
Jesus.
I got to get in the 11th chapter of Hebrew. He did. Barak, can't y'all see why Barak got there? He pursued and went on into battle regardless of a woman. Now, these men that's so itchy about women now, they need to go back and read what Barak done instead of talking about him so bad.
But it says,
it unified.
Follow, you know, listen to the prophet and you shall prosper. It didn't say listen to the man or woman. It said the prophet. And they saw her as a prophet.
He saw her as a prophet, but we're saying most men would not have took her to army with her. I know some of the men, what's she doing here? I just brought her along, you know, she's here for a purpose, you know. I mean, because it plainly said in Judges that all those 10,000 men was at Barak's feet, not her feet. Because she was a woman. They were still looking at, that's a woman. Barak said, I'm not looking at her like this. That she's a, I'm looking at her that she is God's woman for the hour. And we're gonna unite together. And we're gonna get men and women, let's unite together and get rid of, we got the same enemy. We don't have a different enemy. Men, you got the same enemy that the women have. Why not unite together and get rid of that enemy? Enforce him together.
Look at her courage. You didn't realize she's sitting out there under a tree. Anybody that's against the king, they send 100 men to go kill him. So she had to know her life was in danger every single day.
It was. But wasn't that so cute? Sisera thought, that's a woman sitting out there.
Exactly.
There ain't nothing much, and she's under palm tree. She's not even under the gate. She can't be doing too much, but honey, she was undercover. She was God's secret weapon, and he ignored her because it wasn't too much going on with her. She's a woman, and she's under the palm tree. Ain't nothing too much going on there.
But don't forget, a mouse will send an elephant into a frenzy.
Yes.
So
men, don't look down on the women, and women, don't look down on the men, right. But pray for them. Mm-hmm. And if they need help, help. Mm-hmm. Don't look down on each other. If you're looking down on each other, you can't. You got your eyes. You can't do the enemy. Mm-hmm. Do the enemy together.
Thank you, Lord.
Do leaders, pray that your leaders will rise. Mm-hmm. And pray that people will follow. The leaders need to rise out of just looking what they can get or what they need to rise up to a level where they're saying no more. You're going to always have leaders. But they got to say no more. Today, we're not taking any more. From, oh, it's 10:20, I've got this. You know how I do you. You know. We're going to do you. But
stuff.
I had to release that. This is something God wanted to release. Because I just thought it was just a good Mother's Day message to you women when I taught it. But he said, no, you didn't get complete. See, it's important that we be able to. See, Deborah heard the voice of God. And it's important that we hear the voice of God, so we can move forward with him. He already got the things planned. He already got everything planned. He's not writing as we go. It's already written. He already knows. You were born for such a time as this. Definitely was born for such a time as that. And don't tell the enemy nothing different. And Ray, you know you were born for such a time as this. So let's move together. Stop saying a woman. You know, we can't have the women up. The women can do more than just make the barbecue sandwiches.
Do all things through Christ.
That's right.
We got to come together in unity, in unify. That is so true, but men don't look at that today.
Satan doesn't train up.
God needed the man to go to war because he knew the men wasn't going to follow the lady. But he realized that the lady had the faith that she could speak to the man and tell him, hey, God is going to do it today. God is going to move today. Today is our day. We got to look up.
Yes, I
mean. He did not lay his feet.
He did not.
No.
Once she began to talk to him and build that faith, mm-hmm. Now I understand why he was in the hall of faith. Mm-hmm. His faith was so built. He was running. He was doing this. He was out there. But the writer of Hebrews said he started out with weak faith.
That's role for a woman in the house. Is to increase her husband's faith.
That's true.
Just
that's
like true. She did. They stay strong in the faith and do what they want to, but at the same time, they have to build up their man, because basically most of the time the man, well, he's supposed to be the leader, so in God's plan. So that's important, isn't it?
That we lead, that we work together.
Yes, we need to and we build up the man.
Mothers too. Yes.
Whoa, that's good. Deborah said I was a mom to all of them.
Mm-hmm.
She said I was a mother to them. I took them by the hand. If they didn't have faith, I walked with them. Come on, baby. Let me tell you what the words say.
Yes.
And
yes.
Build that faith.
Yes.
Even went to war. Something a lady didn't do. Mm-hmm. Well, she had a position that a lady didn't. She said, Lord, I'll take this position. And no man, I want it. Give it to me. Mm-hmm. And I'm not just taking it. I'm taking it for a nation. I'm taking it for the men too.
Yes.
Because when, just like he told Peter, when you are strengthened, strengthen your brother. And Deborah said, I'm taking it to strengthen the brother, not to run over and rule over them and be like some women may want to be.
Yes.
She said, I'm taking this position to strengthen the men.
Thank you.
To bring them up to where God wants them to be. That we can, y'all, we got to stop. It's going back. Y'all, I'm stirred.
Amen.
You're I'm stirred. You're stirred.
That's a good thing, girl.
Yeah,
when
she stirred.
See the spirit world and bet them demons gonna get help.
Somebody I can get a truck from for a day.
A day? What's
a day. I need to, she's got girls some furniture, Deborah does, but like, I need to go get it.
I would.
I've been looking everywhere for a truck. I'm gonna talk to Shane here.